Welcome to day 11 in our 14 days of prayer and fasting. I'm so glad you're on this journey with us. I believe that God has been doing amazing work in you as you have been studying his word, praying deeply, and fasting to seek his face. Today, we're entering the last phase of our 14 days. This is the delight phase, the delight season in our 14 days of prayer and fasting. And I believe that as we focus on the wondrous things that Christ won for us on the cross, that he won for us through his death and resurrection, that our hearts should abound in joy and hope in Christ. Today, we're talking about the idea of reconciliation. Reconciliation is the idea that people who were once enemies to one another have now been made friends. People who were once far apart and at odds with one another are now in right relational standing. The beauty of the gospel is that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The story of us being enemies of God, of us being sinners, starts all the way back in Genesis with Adam and Eve, who we see turning their back on what God's best was for them and turning to follow their own path. Ultimately, that has led to all sorts of heartbreak and pain and hurt. And the Bible says those of us who are in sin are the enemies of God because God is perfectly holy and perfectly just. And he is perfectly right in punishing all sin. But the great story of Scripture is God's narrative, we see all from the Old Testament to the New Testament, is that God has a plan to reconcile humanity to himself. We see this all throughout the book of Exodus and all throughout the prophets in the Old Testament, that God has a plan to bring humanity back into right standing with him. This culminates in the cross, God sending his perfect son to live a perfectly holy life, to go to the cross, to die on our behalf so that we might be given his righteousness, so that we might be reconciled to God. Now, I think many Christians struggle to think of themselves as reconciled, struggle to think of themselves as God looking at them with nothing but love and delight in them. I think many Christians think God looks at them with a scowl, or looks at them thinking, oh, I wish they would just be better in this way or that way. But the beauty of us being in Christ, us receiving his righteousness, is that our righteousness is not based on our works. It's based on his. So anything we do is just for the glory of God, not to justify ourselves. I want you to think of a few images that Scripture gives us to think of ourselves as reconciled to God. First of all, the Bible calls those of us who are in Christ the friends of God. When we are in Christ, we are no longer an enemy, but rather we are a friend. When you think of a friend, you have feelings of warmth, feelings of care, feelings of love, all those things. And when we are friends of God, when we've been reconciled to God, when we think of ourselves as friends of God, I want you to think of that this is how God looks at you. He thinks of you as his friend. Another picture that is given to us to think of our reconciliation is the idea that we have been adopted as heirs. We have been adopted as children of God and heirs to the kingdom. This should fill us with awe and wonder that the God of the universe, while we were his enemy, not only has he died on our behalf and given us mercy and grace, but he has adopted us into his family. And he looks at us and he says, we are heirs, co-heirs with Christ. This is astronomically, astoundingly amazing. The idea that God, the God of the universe, looks at me and calls me his adopted son. I should look at that with such joy and magnitude that it should fill my heart with just a bursting, thinking that the God of the universe looks at me and calls me his child. Because I know how much I love my children. When I think about my children, I will do anything and everything for them for their good. I will do whatever it takes to see them succeed in life. I will do whatever it takes to help them grow up into happy, healthy, and holy people. And if that's how God looks at me, that should fill me with delight, knowing that that is how God thinks of me. He is never scowling at me. He is never looking at me with hatred, but rather he is looking at me the way a father looks at a child. Finally, we think of God calling us his bride. This is a picture of intimate, caring love, that we are, that in us being united to Christ, that God looks at us and he says, You are my bride. We see this theme worked out in the Old Testament of God's people being called his bride all the way into the New Testament, where the church is called the bride of Christ, ultimately culminating in Revelation in the marriage supper of the Lamb, where Jesus is, calls his church his bride, and we are clothed in his righteousness. This is a beautiful picture of the way that God looks at us. He looks at us with love. He looks at us with care. He looks at us and he sees the righteousness of Christ on us. Not our own righteousness that we've earned, but rather the righteousness that Christ has given to us through his death and resurrection. This is a beautiful picture of reconciliation. That our relationship with God has been so transformed that he looks at us as a friend. He looks at us as his adopted children and as his bride. Now, another interesting thing is that God has called us not only to be reconciled to himself and to see ourselves as this way, but also he's called us to be ambassadors of Christ. This last picture is an ambassador is somebody who speaks on behalf of their king, somebody who speaks on behalf of their regent or whoever it is they're out there with. God has called us to be ambassadors of grace, to be ambassadors of reconciliation, to be people who go out and speak the message of reconciliation to a lost and dying world, helping people know how they can be reconciled to God through Christ, the same way that you were. So my hope is that, first of all, that you would abound in your reconciliation to God, that it would fill you with hope in knowing that God looks at you and he thinks of you with delight. But also, it's my hope that you would, as you go, that you would be a messenger, an ambassador of reconciliation to a world around you who is lost and dying, that you would speak hope into their life, that you would point them towards Jesus for his glory. I hope you have a great day. God bless you.